It's 7:15. Everyone living or working in care homes in England will be eligible for tests for the coronavirus instead of just those people showing symptoms. That's been welcomed by care home managers who say it should make it easier for them to manage these outbreaks as long as the testing happens quickly. Increasing numbers of people in residential care have been dying from coronavirus. The latest data from the Office for National Statistics showed that there were 2,000 deaths in care homes in England and Wales in the week ending the 17th of April. That's double the previous week. Sandra Berg reports.
Late last week, a frail, elderly resident at Fairfield Home in Oxford stopped eating and drinking. The director of care at the home is Michelle Williams.
She actually went to hospital on the advice of the GP. Within a couple of hours, the hospital were phoning to say that she was very distressed and, to my horror, said in her best interest it would be right for her to come home and commence end-of-life therapy.
The resident had been sent into hospital for rehydration. Michelle Williams convinced the doctor she should stay, but the care director believes the initial judgment was down to positive COVID tests for others in the home.
She said, after all, you are a COVID home. So I explained, yes, we have got three people who tested positive. However, that is not the information I can give her about this lady because she has not been tested.
At the outset, Public Health England would only provide up to 5 tests per care home. If 2 were positive, managers had to assume anyone else with possible symptoms had the virus too. That meant isolating them and ensuring staff who cared for them had full personal protective equipment, which has been very difficult to do. And without testing all staff and all residents, homes couldn't track the virus or be confident they were providing the best care. Now, that should change.
We'll be rolling out testing of asymptomatic residents and staff in care homes in England and to patients and staff in the NHS. This will mean that anyone who is working or living in a care home will be able to get access to a test, whether they have symptoms or not.
I saw the press conference and saw the announcement and was pleased because that's something we've been asking for right from the beginning, really. We're glad it's come along. It's just a shame it wasn't a bit earlier, but we're glad it's there because that will help to reduce the spread and the dangers in care homes, I think.
Mike Padgham manages a group of homes and is chair of the independent care group.
Those others that don't have any symptoms, they can actually meet other people and socialise within the home, respecting all the social distancing, of course, so that they're not having to be isolated in their rooms for weeks or what could be months on end. So it's important to be able to give some people some freedom, as well as knowing exactly who's suffering and who isn't.
This affects England only. Northern Ireland is adopting a similar approach. Scotland will be testing all people over 70 who go to hospital. Public Health Wales say they test a few cases in a care home to confirm the virus. That's frustrating for managers like Karen Healy. 17 people have died so far in her care home in Newport.
From our point of view, it's been very difficult. I send a tracker in every day to Public Health Wales, which records sadly those who've lost their life, but those who have symptoms, and that includes staff. They will know that we've got those symptoms, they will know the numbers are involved, and yet only 2 of our residents have been tested.
However, the Welsh Government told me their policy is to test all residents with symptoms. In England too, there's some confusion. Public Health England told me the Oxford home would now get tests for all residents showing signs of the virus, despite what Mac Hancock said. Unsurprising, perhaps, policies shifting quickly as the scale of this crisis becomes clear.